Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
Mother's Day is over. I'm kind of sad.
Yeah, it'll come around next year.
I know it will. I'm joking.
You had quite the weekend, actually. I mean, it started on Friday, kind of, sort of.
How? But how on Friday? I don't remember.
You cut out of work early.
I did not. I'm trying to remember.
Well, I did get out of work early.
Didn't you and I have a lunch together or something? I don't remember what Friday was. Anyway.
See? You told me.
Okay, well, let's move to Saturday. I definitely remember Saturday was your day to go do whatever you wanted to.
And it was. Oh, this is the mistake I made. Okay, my Saturday thing is that little thing I do. I used to do when the girls were little. I would take the whole day and do whatever I wanted. Spa, movie, friends, shopping, whatever.
Which is a great mom idea for any mom.
It is. Give her a break. Like I used to say, don't call me unless they're bleeding. And you didn't. They did.
Yeah, well, that's Jody speak there. Not the usual mama speak, probably.
Coming from a place of love.
Yeah. Mamas do speak that way.
I understand what you're saying.
I trust, especially moms in the thick of it. Anyway.
Distinguishing a real emergency from a daddy emergency, which is two different
moms
things.
Moms know what that means. Yeah. Call me if you need me, for sure, but I need a little time where you don't need me. Dad's gotcha.
You know, I miss those
somebody
days.
Somebody else has gotcha.
Those days were actually a lot of fun because me and the girls would just
leave,
get to hang out.
As soon as you were out of the house.
When we were still in the thick of raising our daughters, and they were young, and you really did need and deserve the break, and it was fun. That wound up being some, you know, memories for us and traditions for me and Taylor and Phoebe.
Yeah. What's funny is that I really don't need to take that time anymore now because Taylor is 21 and Phoebe is 18. And, you know, I don't really have to do that anymore, but I just do for myself.
Yeah.
It's a Mother's Day sort of gift I give to myself because if I stay home, I'm going to do laundry. I'm going to do all those things. And I did make a mistake with it this time, though. And that is scheduled too many things. Scheduled some things and there I was a slave to time. You know, I was like, oh, I have to be here this and I have to be there. And I just, you know.
You did what I did on my retreat last year.
I'm not sorry. The things I scheduled were nice. Like you and I had lunch. We met for a lunch. Quick.
It was fun.
That's
when
we had lunch, not Friday.
Well, I thought we had
Saturday.
Lunch on Friday, too.
We did not.
I clearly remember Saturday. I clearly don't remember Friday.
No.
Because Jody was at all the places you wanted to buy gift certificates.
Yeah, and that is true. That is so funny. Do
my
you know,
favorite little boutique. I didn't know. And if you had gone in Friday and bought me a gift certificate, a gift card, they would not have told me Saturday. But
there's always a risk. You know, people do that unintentionally. It's very accidental. It's like, well, your husband was here yesterday. They probably would have been discreet.
They probably would have been.
But, you know, I could see how that was sort of my sigh of relief that I did not go on Friday, which I'd originally planned to do. I actually remember that about Friday. But anyway, waiting for Saturday, because Jody clued me in on Saturday that I'm leaving, you know, my little boutique that she was in. I'm like, well, good thing I didn't get a gift certificate there.
I love it when you get me a gift card for there.
At least I had a plan B.
The stuff is not cheap there.
Yeah. But my plan B was Ulta, and that's also a place Jody went to spend part of her Saturday.
Twice. So, I went into Ulta twice. Anyway.
I need to get more creative, obviously.
No, you're fine. Making appointments, it changed the game of my day because I did finish up at that boutique quickly so that I could meet you for lunch. And then I had a little time in between before I met my friend Lisa for dinner, which I don't regret that either. We had a great time together.
Man, you were gone all day.
I was gone all day. Mm-hmm. I met her for an early dinner. In fact, I had shopped all day in like a Bon Jovi t-shirt and, you know, leggings. And so I came, Murphy doesn't know this, I didn't want to go home because I knew the dogs and the laundry and everybody would call. I came up to the radio station and changed my clothes. I changed my top.
Oh, really? Okay.
And put on some, you know, cute going out night shoes to go to dinner with Lisa.
Okay, well, that's good.
So,
smart.
Yeah. But making appointments sort of, you know, robbed me of the freeness of that day.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It's just a thought. If you're ever going to give that gift to a mom in your life, or if you're a mom and you're going to start taking this Saturday, because you want to spend the holiday with your kids and with the family and all of that. You don't want to disappear on them on Mother's Day. They won't understand that.
Right, exactly.
They want to bring you the little handmade crafts and all that.
Isn't it weird how, though, when you have a day like that come up that you can take for yourself and get so excited about it, you think about all the things you want to do, and then you overschedule it, And that's exactly what happened to me on that retreat that I took last year. Mm-hmm. You know, because Jody takes her day, and theoretically, I guess my retreat was kind of born out of doing the same thing for Father's Day.
But take the whole weekend.
Right. But, you know, you've got to remember that if you're taking part of it as an escape and to relax, you've got to keep part of that time as relaxation time.
And just open it. Don't schedule.
Yeah, I totally overscheduled that. I had all these ambitions of the goals and things I set and books I took and things. And by the time I got done with the weekend, I was exhausted. Yeah.
Right. So if next time I take a day, I'm just not going to plan. That's the nicest stuff anyway, the spontaneous stuff, even if it's just by yourself.
Yeah.
It's
or pick the
nicest.
One thing you want to do and then leave the rest of the day to
chance.
Yeah,
to chance. I had a lovely day and a great Mother's Day. I mean, really. It was so funny because when I got home Saturday night, Phoebe was there and brought me presents. She had wrapped the presents because she was going to be working all day Sunday. That was different, too. That was the first time that they weren't both together with me on Sunday. So she gifted me that night, and it was really cool and sweet and all of that. But I don't know. It's just the spontaneity thing. I've always said that when you're planning something with your family or a date, you know, leave some of it to, it'll be more, it's expectation that gets in your own way.
Yeah.
Expecting it to be like all those other years before, it's got in my way a little bit. I didn't have all day.
I think the family vacation works the same way, too.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't get to take one very often and then it's finally here, you've got so much you want to do. Then you wear yourself out.
That's why I don't think I could vacation with a bunch of people. Like, I just couldn't.
What does that mean? Like a group of friends?
Because there's too many plans?
We have some friends, Murphy. We won't name them.
Initials?
We can call them, well.
Call them the Smiths.
Okay, yeah, the Smiths. Okay. I'll tell you later, but
I love
they
Smiths.
Went on a big trip with just couples once.
Oh, did they?
Like 5-6 couples.
Smiths, the Jones.
Right. And one of the, let's just say the Jones mom, she planned a bunch of stuff for everybody every day. We're going to have lunch here, and we're going to go do this there, and we're going to go do these rides and this show that night. And our friend, Mr. Smith, was like, this is not how I'm vacationing. And so it didn't work for them.
So he couldn't keep up with the Joneses?
Yeah, apparently not. Yeah.
I don't think I could do that either. Now, we have vacationed some with my cousins a little bit, and it's, you know, 3 and 4 days, and nobody overschedules anything. We all talk about things we want to do, but there's no overscheduling.
Yeah. It winds up being, dialed back.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a really good Mother's Day. And honestly, I hated that Phoebe was gone, but we did have a really nice dinner with my mother, and I love that. Yeah. I love sitting there.
I saw she got some tennis shoes, huh?
I bought her some kitty cat shoes. I shop with her every once in a while.
Not shoes for her cat.
No. They're tennis shoes for her, and they have kitty cats on them. Yeah. And it's just so cute because she has cats and loves cats.
Although if Jody's mom could find a cute enough pair, she probably would buy shoes for the cats. She loves them that much.
Moral of the story, scheduling even just two things and a day away made me feel like it wasn't that much of a day away. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Because our lives are so scheduled, you need an unscheduled day completely, no matter where that lands you, where you end up.
Well, next time, don't schedule that lunch with what's his face?
Yeah, that's true. That. Or so, are you going to do this Saturday again?
Why not?
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.